originally from New York and now in New Jersey, is a family nurse practitioner. She is the author of Medical Proof of Social Security Disability, second edition for Thompson West Publishing. She's worked with veterans issues since 1967. She's a lifelong activist for peace, and she is a board member of the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. Anne.
Damn, I sound impressive. I'm here to talk about organizing healthcare workers, which is sort of like herding cats, so I recognize some of the challenges. One of the things that I want to point out is that we still have veterans from all eras, including World War II, to take care of. We still have promises to keep as a country to veterans that were served in World War II, that served in Korea, that served in peace, quote unquote, peacetime, that served in the current conflicts. And that's really important to remember. Oops. Ah, there we go. This is a picture. It's one of my favorite pictures. It's from the Miami conventions in 1972. When a large 1,200-member veteran contingent arrived at the Miami conventions. One of the things I learned working with veterans in the early days of my experience with vets, which started in probably 1967, when the first Vietnam veterans came to the front of a peace parade in New York. Six guys in suits. Suits? Okay. And combat boots, which looked odd, and said, "We want to march in the peace parade." And the peace organizers were completely thunderstruck and totally confused. But these guys are still active, still marching, still hiking. And as Bobby Mueller, who is the gentleman on the left, as your left, as you look, is still saying, "GIMP's up front." You know, this is where the veterans showed, yes, we really are veterans. Because in Miami, one of the things that was being we were being accused of was putting veterans up front who weren't really veterans. So as these guys in wheelchairs and the amputees who went up to the front of the line said, "We need to be up front." And that's when I started learning as chief street medic for this crazy crew that medical care for veterans and health care for veterans was a crisis and that these guys were not getting the health care they needed. By the brave act of being in front of a demonstration, they were frequently denied care at VA hospitals. And they were also denied care at civilian hospitals because their wounds were wounds of war and civilian hospitals didn't know how to treat them. And that's when I started learning about health inequities for veterans. So one of the things I would urge healthcare workers to do is A, identify veterans. Ask people if they're veterans. Whether you see them in a capacity of people trying to get health care and you are a clinical person, whether you see them as an administrative person, whether you see them as someone who's doing research in a community, identify the veterans. It's the first step that we have to finding out what the problems are and where we need to plug in. That's Ron Kovic. That was the gentleman on the right in the first picture last year at a demonstration. Still kicking butt. Ron Kovic, for those of you who remember Born on the 4th of July, the movie and the book, that's Ron. And this is Bobby Mueller. A couple of years ago at an Iraq Veterans Against the War Winter Soldier investigation, shining light on the needs and problems of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. And this is Thomas Young, a veteran of the Iraq War. He was in Iraq for 5 days. He has the same exact wound as both Bobby Mueller and Ron Kovic. He has gotten not as good medical care, and he is far sicker. Bobby Mueller and Ron Kovic are still kicking butt and taking names after all of these years. They were both injured in around 69, and Thomas Young has gotten so much worse that he hasn't been able to demonstrate in a couple of years due to poor care at the VA, impossible to get care in the civilian world, and his condition has deteriorated. That's why I'm up here. That's Bobby and Thomas when they met. There's a film called Body of War, if you want to see this interaction. It is so difficult for me to watch, knowing both of these men, that it took me 4 tries to get through the film. Okay, why are we here? According to the Department of Defense, and some of you heard this the other day, the number of wounded since 2001 just reached 50,010 on the 25th of October. They're all either home or coming home, and we have promises to keep. 16,000 of these were severe, and it does not include all the unreported PTSD, all the unreported traumatic brain injury. Organizing ourselves as healthcare workers to remember that there is still undiagnosed PTSD and undiagnosed traumatic brain injury from World War II, from Korea, from Gulf I, from Gulf II, from Iran, from Iraq, from Afghanistan. And I'm still seeing people in the population that I treat, I do primary care in a psych hospital, who got their injuries and wounds and PTSD in Vietnam and have never been diagnosed, never mind treated. Now this is one of the other reasons why we have to organize for veterans. Complicating all of the obvious healthcare needs are the needs of veterans to be able to take care of themselves and their families. If they can't, the mental health deteriorates, even the PTSD gets worse, the traumatic brain injuries get worse, and it is very difficult for veterans to get jobs. This complicates all of their situations. This is another one of my favorite images. It's been around, this cartoon, since 2008. It says it all. In healthcare, to go back to veterans needing jobs, in healthcare, all of these things stand in the way of veterans, but the other things that stand in the way of veterans, especially veterans of the current conflict, is the attitudes of healthcare professionals and healthcare educators toward military experiences. It is nearly impossible for someone who has been a field medic in the military, who is so overqualified to be an ambulance-driving paramedic in the States, it is not possible for those people to get any recognition of their military training or their military experience. And they come back and they start competing with people who are 18 years old and getting out of high school, and they have to start at exactly the same educational level and compete for the seats in the classes for which they are overqualified. And here's Bob Gould's and my favorite image of the wounds of war. It would be lovely if we had a can opener and could open a head and take out the bits that don't belong. But we don't. There is no magic. This healing from war takes time. It takes recognizing that it needs to be done. It takes all of us knowing that we need to help people have their training recognized, have their diseases recognized, get access to treatment, which can vary from place to place. The average waiting time for people in big cities to get onto the rolls of the VA after they get out of the service is nearly a year. It's a little bit sooner if you live in somewhere in a rural area, but in a big city it will take you nearly a year to get VA benefits, which you may need to pay the rent. Here are some quick facts. This is the scope, some of the scope of the problem. You know, we still have 1.7 million World War II vets, 2.3, there are, you know, the remains of those. But in the Vietnam era, we produced 7.4 million, and we haven't even started counting for these wars. As everyone has been hearing this APHA, hopefully, there are far more wounded coming home from current wars. Better body armor, better field medicine has produced a generation of people who during the Vietnam War would have died. A lot of the people with traumatic brain injuries and some of the other injuries that occur in Gulf War that are sending people home terribly disabled, these are people who died in earlier conflicts. But the scope of the problem is huge. And the disability claims are only starting to trickle in. There's only one way to keep this from being an ongoing problem forever and ever, and that is to work very hard to keep the promises that we've made to everybody who's served this country, and then to stop fighting wars. Everything we can do to end war now and to not have any more will prevent us from having all of the problems of veterans. Primary prevention is stop the wars. Thank you.